recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so back on C2C, we bring in Brian Siano Mafia to talk about fighting. Here's the deal. Last week, I was on with Joe Ranieri on In-Game Live, All Access on Saturday, right? And as you know, we were doing live drop-ins with the Bare Knuckle Fighting 40 in London. And I got to tell you, because I've never watched it or cared about it for one second.
Right.
But it was awesome. I mean, every single fight was just dudes beating the crap out of each other with no gloves on. I mean, there was more blood than a gore show. I mean, I was just floored at how much fun it was. Joe and I were having a blast watching these guys literally just pummel each other. Everyone's hematomas, shiners, blood, teeth missing. I mean, it was so violent. You're telling me they're doing it again tomorrow in Denver?
Not only are they doing it tomorrow, Scott, but they're doing it with names that you know. Because, you know, I watched some of that. I know that you guys are doing that. I checked it out. And you won't have to sit there and, you know, be talking about Man Bun versus Lurch tomorrow. You're going to be talking Luke Rockhold. You're going to be talking Eddie Alvarez and Chad Mendez. You're talking Big Ben Rothwell, names that you know from the UFC. These are going to be some awesome fights. It's going to be the first ever pay-per-view that the BKFC is doing. I mean, if you had the app before, you can get it for half price. So you got a good deal there. But, I mean, this is stacked from top to bottom out in Denver, the first time they're ever doing a pay-per-view, and it's loaded. I mean, like I said, the main fight is Mike Perry, former UFC fighter, versus Luke Rockhold, the former champion of the UFC. This is going to be interesting. You know, there are odds to bet on it, too. If you go on BetMGM, you could throw some cash. It's just winner. It's not, you know, all the different things that we get into with MMA and boxing about, you know, how long it goes or, you know, the way they win, things like that. It's just straight who's going to win the fight. Side A or side B, so the odds aren't always great, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, the top of that fight, Luke Rockhold's always been bigger. You know, he's been fighting at 185, 205. Mike Perry's fought at 170, 165. So it's going to be interesting to see the size difference. I'm leaning towards Perry, you know, until we see these weigh-ins. If Rockhold looks just way bigger than him, that could be a problem. But Perry's squeaked out, you know, a couple nice wins here in the BKFC. Just beat Michael Venom Page, the former Bellator champion, when they fought in London last year. So this isn't the first time he's fighting a guy coming over to the BKFC for the first time. You have Mendez Alvarez, and that one, I'm leaning Alvarez because even though he's coming over for the first time, this guy's talked about it. He's like, listen, I've fought all the time in the streets of Philly. Like, it's one of the worst parts of Philly that he grew up in. He said, I fought bare knuckle most of my life. This is the first time I'm getting paid to do it. So even though it's his first time in the BKFC, I think he still holds the edge if he doesn't get dropped by Chad Mendez. The women's fight with Beck Rodriguez, formerly Beck Rawlings, who used to fight in the UFC, versus the Misfit Faria, who's the 125 champ. I mean, she is one of the most dangerous fighters in the BKFC, not the women's division, in the whole thing. She is scary. She will beat you down. I think she's going to, you know, win that one easily with a you know, finish later in the fight. And then Big Ben Rothwell versus Josh Copeland, who goes by the Cuddly Bear. He's tough inside the ring, but he's going against Big Ben Rothwell. I mean, this guy literally lives up to his name. He's so big, he had trouble finding boxing shoes. All the time in MMA, where he didn't wear anything on his feet, he had to actually wear shoes in the boxing ring. And he had trouble finding shoes that fit and, like, didn't hurt and cause him problems. Finally, he did. This dude is scary. He's going to roll through as well, I believe.
All right. You know, I got to ask you a question about Perry and Rockhold. I know Perry's a violent dude. He's nothing hurts him. The guy's like, he'll walk through fire. Like, you can cut his whole face up and he keeps coming at you, right, and throwing fists. Rockhold's a badass. But we welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius Channel 159, and of course, Sports Byline USA. So, what was the deal with Perry wiping boogers on him? What was that all about?
He's just a weird dude. I mean, this is a guy who likes to try to get in your head. He likes to try to play the mind games, but sometimes when he does that and the things he says, you're like, what is going on? Have you been hit in the head too many times? But, you know, like you said, he'll walk through fire, he'll eat glass. Like, he just doesn't care. He wants to win. And that's why I'm giving the little edge to him, because, you know, Rockhold's a badass. We saw him, you know, going against Costa. We've seen him, you know, beat guys that are the top of the UFC and get some great wins, but we haven't seen him. Like, I still don't know if he still has that drive. You know, he's always been the pretty boy, always been the tough guy. Perry's just a nut job. So, you know, he's going to win any way he has to.
All right. What's the deal with UFC Fight Night tomorrow night?
Yeah, this is kind of an afterthought. I mean, the only fight I'm even interested in is the main one, and even that one is kind of a passing interest when you have Song Yadong versus Ricky Simon. Both tough dudes. Simon's one of the only guys who's beat Dvalishvili in that division, so you know he's tough. Song Yadong has had a great run, lost his last fight, but, you know, both these guys go a lot of decisions. That's how I think this one's going to end up in that one. Ricky Simon, a slight favorite, but I think I'm sticking with Yadong because Simon does a lot of groundwork. He's good at, you know, taking you down and tapping you out. Yadong works out with the guys at Alpha Male. So if there's anybody who's going to be able to stop, you know, takedowns and keep it on the feet where he's going to have the advantage, it's going to be him. So I'm going to go with the Chinese fighter here by slight edge. But again, this is a, you know, weak card overall, so I'm not sticking my house on it by any means.
So I don't care about that rehydration clause. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that was a good fight last week. Tank Davis beat his ass and knocked him out with a liver punch, and it went seven rounds. And they acted like it was the fight of the century. It was anything but.
Right, it's just that we've been so starved for a good fight in boxing for so long, and that's why they pumped it up so much, because you have to keep the momentum going as much as they can because they've had none. I mean, you can get better fights in May, I think. When you got Lomachenko fighting Haney, that's going to be a better fight by, you know, a large margin. Great performance by Davis. He got the win. Garcia's young. He's going to come back. He's going to bounce back. It's like when Canelo lost to Mayweather. You know, he just bit off a little more than he could chew at this point in his career. We'll see him back there.
I got to tell you, that bare-knuckle fighting, I think it's better than anything. Like, it is so violent. If you like violence, that's the sport for you. Great job, man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you haven't downloaded the Sports Grid app yet, you're missing out. It's fantastic. It's loaded. It has everything. It's got the video streaming side. It's got the audio side, both sides. You can watch, you can listen, you can do everything. All the odds, in-game or otherwise, all the analytics, all the stats, all the news, all the scores. The app is just phenomenal. You can follow your favorite hosts. Just click Carver High, Joe Lisi, Mafia. Everybody's on there. Click and Pharrell. You can do whatever and get all the clips of all the shows of every day. It's insane. Check out sportsgrid.com/watch to see all of our platforms that the shows are available on, all of the different ones. It's insane, the list. You got to see it to believe it. Also, I want to tell you about the NHL playoffs bet and get. The bonus code is SGNHL. How to get the offer in 4 steps. Sign up, deposit at least 10 into your new account. Download the BetMGM app for starters on iOS or Android. Place a pregame moneyline wager of at least $10 on the NHL playoffs at standard odds price. You're going to get a bonus bet instantaneously. Regardless of the outcome of your wager, the amount of the bonus bet depends on what's allowed in your state. Here we go, Carver High. Time to talk hockey as you're ready. With the Islanders regalia, you got it all going today with that outfit. We all know when we saw that, you were headed to the racetrack for Game 6 tonight in lovely Elmont, New York on Strong Island Player.
Yeah, this this one's only comes out when I'm going to the game for big playoff games. Last Ward, of course, the Game 6 against Tampa. a few years ago, last game ever at the Old Barn, when they forced that game seven before eventually losing to the Lightning. So let's have another moment here tonight at the horse track and get a game seven on Sunday in Carolina. Before we get there, let's go through a couple things from last night. Tampa beats the Leafs 4-2. They now trail 3-2 in the series, and the Leafs are going to start to sweat. It was a guy who got them last year, Scotty, who got them again. Nicholas Paul scored the two goals in game seven to beat the Leafs last year for Tampa. He was at it again last night on Bally Sports Florida.
Aston Reese coming, spins away from that. Sent back down, Colton, close to the puck, centers it out in front. Here's a chance for Paul Buck. They score! And it's Nick Paul! He finally breaks through with a huge goal tonight. 3-1, Tampa Bay.
Well, they needed it because the Leafs made it, you know, a one-goal game, and then they got the empty netter stuffer at the other end under duress. They were able to punch it in. But I hit that. I hit all three hockey games last night. I went for that Lightning at plus $1.35. Great payout. It was a nice bet.
Let's quickly hear from Cooper, because we always love him and how honest he is, saying everybody knows they wanted to come back. They want to come back here for game seven in Toronto. Here's Coop.
You know what's crazy about that? For us to win, we have to win three games in Toronto. And that's, it's the year of the road team. And it's crazy how that works. That's why it's like, let's be honest, this game's so damn fun. You got two teams going at it. There's so many storylines. There's stars here. Like, seriously, wouldn't you guys have been pissed off if this ended tonight? So let's all be back here for game seven.
Well, so I think it's easy to feel that way and speak that way when you got two in your pocket. I mean, this guy's won two Stanley Cups, went to three straight finals. I don't even think it fazes him if they lose, because he's got all that hardware.
And trust me, the sentiment is not the same on the other locker room. Trust me, Toronto, those people up there,
they're
livid, and they are freaking out that they got to go possibly maybe go back there for a seventh game. Devils beat the Rangers 4-0 last night.
They could win.
Oh, yeah, they can. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, they could win down there. Devils beat the Rangers 4-0. They lead that series 3-2 now. I got to say, I'm stunned after the Rangers got up 2-0 in Jersey, Scotty, that this is now advantage Devils. And what happened to the Ranger offense, which, what they have, 10 goals in the first two games against the Devils, and they have gone completely cold here in these last three.
They got shut out. And, you know, they had 10 goals, and now they've got nothing going, and they've lost three straight. And I have to tell you, it's the same story again, Mike, that we've been talking about for days now, is the speed of the Devils. They are skating circles around the Rangers. They're getting to all the loose pucks. They're playing great. Schmidt is standing on his head. No one saw that coming. They thought Vanacek was the guy. And Lindy Ruff had had enough after 10 goals. And he put this kid in, and it has changed the series dramatically. And you cannot stop Bratt, Hughes, Hischier. I mean, these guys are so fast. They're making the Rangers really look old.
That is exactly what they're doing. Game six at the Garden tomorrow night. I'll give you the numbers in a moment. Vegas eliminated Winnipeg 4-1 at the T-Mobile. Forget the goal. Let's go right to Bonus, guys, because Carlson made it 3-0. They destroyed him all night. Bonus wasn't thrilled afterwards. Let's just say that, as he gives them the business here, Scotty. Let's go.
Overall thoughts, I'm so disappointed and disgusted right now. That's my thoughts.
Where does the disgust come from?
Pardon me?
Where does the disgust come from?
No pushback. But it's the same crap we saw in February. It was. That's why so as soon as we were challenging for first place and teams were coming after us, we had no pushback. This series, we had no pushback. Their better players are so much better than ours, it's not even close.
It's like you've been holding these feelings on for a bit. Is it just out of tonight's game, or finally wanted to release that?
It started back in January and February.
What is it about this team's leadership core that, or the top end players you talk about?
You got to push back. There's got to be a pushback. There's got to be pride. You got to be able to push back when things aren't going your way. We had no pushback. Their better players were so much better than ours tonight. They deserve to win. They were the better team in the regular season. They were the better team in this series.
Anything He's right else? About that.
Good. Thanks.
Anything else?
All right, see you. Bye.
See ya.
Do you think they'll fire him for that?
I mean, actually, I don't. I mean, it was his first year there. He's right, isn't he? Is he wrong about anything that he said? That they gave no pushback.
Yeah, they don't get rid of
Vegas
players.
Best
they
player.
Get rid of coaches, and
it's
he just
true.
Basically called them all a bunch of peas.
That is exactly what he did. Will be interesting to see if he does come back. All right, let's get to tonight. We have four game sixes tonight in the NHL. Every series has gone to a game six now, Scotty. How good is the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs? We will start at the horse track where the Islanders are now minus 125. This just moved momentarily. Hurricanes now plus 105, a flat five for the total. The Islanders force a game seven tonight at the horse track. 4-1 is your final.
4-1, so they're just going to beat the hell out of the Hurricanes, is what you're saying. I think it's going to be
couple
a lot different than
couple
that.
Empty netters.
I think it's going to be a lot better game than that. I think it's going to be a lot better game. I hope they win for you. This is a very dangerous team. I think that the Islanders played great in game five. If they play like that, I think they win a 3-2 game. If they don't play like that, they'll lose to the Canes tonight in their building.
Boston will look to finish off the Panthers in Sunrise. Bruins -185 road favorites. Panthers +156 the total here.
I don't believe you can outshoot a team 2-1 and not get anything out of it. So I think Boston wins tonight by doing the same thing they do every night. Have 47 to 50 shots on goal, and I don't think he can just keep stopping all of them from every angle. They should have lost on the Marchand breakaway. They didn't. They got lucky. They got the Tkachuk winner. And then I think tonight they're going to fire another 50 at him, and I think Boston finds a way because they're better than the Panthers.
All right, I'll give you the two West games when we come back, some games for tomorrow, and all the baseball for tonight as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, there are two other great games tonight, one in St. Paul, the other in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle.
That's right. The Wild will try to stay alive at home, down 3-2 to Dallas. They are minus 115. Dallas is minus 105. 5.5 is the total. This one, I think we get a game seven, and Dallas will win that game seven, but I think we're going to get seven in this one.
You know, I do too. I bet on the Wild, but I got to tell you, I don't feel good about them, to be honest with you. I do not think they have played well at all in the last three games, and that's why Dallas is where they're at, right? Like, Dallas has taken a hold of this series, and I think Dallas can win in there tonight, but I did bet on the Wild hoping for a game seven that they would do what, like, Bonus said his guys wouldn't do. Like, do something. Are you going to just sit here and roll
Push
over?
Back.
Now you're in your building tonight. You got to win this game. Go do it. That's why I bet on him. Go get it done no matter what. Physically speaking, they have to be way more physical, violent, forecheck. They've got to bang on the walls. They cannot let anything through the neutral zone. They're letting Dallas skate all over the place. And if Pavelski gets back in that lineup tonight, Dallas can win that game. I did bet on the Wild.
Similar situation for the defending Stanley Cup champs, Scotty. Colorado is down 3-2, but they're going on the road to Seattle at the Climate. Avalanche minus 155 tonight, Kraken plus 130. Flat six is the total. I mean, they got to win tonight, right? They got to get this thing back to Colorado. They're going to go down six to Seattle. I just can't see it.
Me neither, Mike. They have to win this game no matter what. And they are capable of doing this. They have been there, done that. They won the cup. They're the champs. Play like it. Tonight, skate more. Skate better. Skate faster. That's what they have. They have more speed on this team. I think, you know, McKinnon has to step up and do it. Obviously, it's not the same team that won the cup. Not the same goalie. No Landeskog. They're not the same team at all. Makar was out the last game. He's back. I say McKinnon and Makar have big games, and the Avs win and force game seven and win game seven. But I hope Seattle wins. I really do. I'd love to see the Avs go down tonight. Why not?
And one of their guys, one of the Colorado guys, having a bad week, and that's Valeri Nichushkin. Who they found a girl in his hotel. Well, not found. I mean, the girl was in his hotel, too intoxicated to take a cab home. The team doctors called an ambulance, took her to the hospital. He hasn't played since that incident at his hotel in Seattle, Scotty. So not a good scene.
Embarrassing that they say he's not playing has nothing to do with that when you know that it does. Like, yeah, you know, they find some girl half dead in his hotel room. He ain't playing because of that. And, you know, it's a really, the story's even deeper than that. She's like Ukrainian and he's Russian. There's like a whole thing going on there. And it sounds like she, no passport. She said evil people brought her there. Like she was some kind of hooker or something, allegedly. I don't know what's going on. The whole thing is dirty.
There's a lot of details in that story that have not come to light yet. Let me rip through and just tell me who you like in all three for Saturday. Also, all game sixes. Edmonton will try to close out Los Angeles at the Crypto. They are road favorites. The Rangers will try to stay alive at the Garden on Saturday night. They are minus 125. And the Leafs and the Lightning in Tampa is a pick of minus 110 both ways for that game six tomorrow night.
Well, I think the Leafs are going to win. And I also think that the other two will stave off elimination. I like the Kings. Mm. I like the Oilers to win in seven in Rogers, in Edmonton for Alberta. And then I think the Rangers win because they better, or they're going to hear it tomorrow night at the Garden. They're going to boo them all night and give them the business. And they did not go get Patty Kane and load this team up with all these superstars to lose four straight to the Devils after winning the first two games, 10-2 in goals. And then to have this kind of performance is embarrassing. I say Shesterkin stands on his head, and I think they get to Schmid in the Garden on Saturday.
There you go. Your hockey for the next few days, and maybe you'll have some game sevens on Sunday and Monday.
All
right, let's try to run the count on it. There'll be a couple. Listen, every series has gone six games except for
it's better in the NBA.
Vegas finished off Winnipeg in five. The other seven series have all gone to the sixth. I think at least half of those, two or three, are going to go to game seven. You could book that.
Now, let me get this straight tonight, real quick. Time out. Yes, they have no one yet in the East that has advanced. That's crazy.
Nobody in the East is advanced. Carolina and Boston can tonight. Devils and Toronto can tomorrow. Nobody has advanced.
But they haven't.
That's it.
They haven't yet.
No, nobody has.
That's
nobody
what makes the playoffs so great in the Stanley Cup.
Yes, it does. Let's roll here for tonight's games. Kansas City and Minnesota actually were supposed to start at 4. They've had a rain delay, Scotty. In there, they moved that game up, I believe, because the Wild are playing at home tonight, so they wanted to get the twin game out of the way early, but weather has been an issue for them. Jordan Lyles and Pablo Lopez are the starters once they actually do get going. Right now, Minnesota minus 300. They're actually now allegedly going to start in about a half an hour.
I'm on the Twins here, and I laid the run and a half. The Royals are awful.
Baltimore and Detroit has been chopped. That one has already been postponed. No game in Detroit tonight. That is not going to happen. I think that they might be playing a deuce tomorrow there. Miami has the Cubbies in town tonight. We have Jesus Luzardo against Marcus Stroman for that game. Cubbies minus 115, Marlins minus 105, 7.5.
I bet Lizardo and the Marlins, and I got him at even money this morning.
Wow, even money this morning for Lizardo. I like it. Let's go. Pirates and Nationals also chopped. That game is not playing. No game in D.C. tonight between the Marlins and
the Pirates.
They will play two tomorrow. That I definitely saw. They're going to do 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock tomorrow, a doubleheader in D.C. Seattle is in Toronto tonight, where Luis Castillo is going against Alec Manoah. Great pitching matchup. Blue Jays minus 115, Mariners minus 105.
I bet Manoah today, despite all the shenanigans of last year with Seattle owning Toronto. I've always believed that last year is in the past. It has nothing to do with tonight or this year.
Last year is last year.
Like the Twins and Yankees.
Braves.
Like the Twins and Yankees.
Braves and the Mets meet for the first time this season, maybe, at Citi Field tonight. As of now, they're playing, Scotty, as you know, in the Northeast. Weather is going to be an issue tonight and all weekend long. If they do go, Max Fried and David Peterson are going to be the pitchers for this one. As of this moment, Mets plus 110 at home, Braves minus 135, 7.5.
Yeah, I'm all over Fried and the Braves. Peterson's awful.
Cleveland is in Boston tonight against the Red Sox. Shane, don't call me Justin Bieber against Nick Pavetta. The pitching matchup. Guardians, the road favorites, minus 125. Red Sox, plus 105.
I mean, I barely like Bieber.
Barely like Bieber. The Rays destroyed the White Sox last night in Chicago. I mean, they absolutely rang them up. Zach Eflin is back for them tonight. Lucas Giolito goes for the White Sox. Rays minus 160, Chicago plus 135, 8.5.
I mean, I think Giolito can actually win a game, and it'll be the White Sox first win in 5 years.
Wow, Giolito may be actually winning a game. The Yankees are in Texas again tonight. They won last night, a couple of homers. Gleyber Torres got things going. Clark Schmidt against Jacob DeGrom. LeMahieu hit that other homer. The Yankee lineup tonight, Scotty, with Judge not playing. I mean, it might be the worst one that I've seen in like 30 years. I'm not even kidding around. The Yankee lineup is so bare tonight. They got Willie Calhoun hitting cleanup against Jacob DeGrom. That's all you really need to know. There. Texas minus 225 with DeGrom. Yeah, Willie hitting cleanup tonight. Plus 185 for the Yankees. 7 flat the total.
Didn't he used to play for the Angels, Calhoun? So I think I think he did. Anyway, I'm on the DeGrom train here. Texas and laying a run and a half. The Yankees' demise is starting now without Judge in the lineup. Stanton already out of the lineup. They got problems, and their pitching is beyond cold. Their pitching is mustard.
Angels are in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Tyler Anderson and Wade Miley tonight. Brewers minus 140, Angels plus a buck 29 and a half the total.
I like the Brewers.
I'm going to combo meal the rest of these for you. The Phillies and the Astros get back together. A World Series rematch. Aaron Nola and Framber Valdez down in H-Town. The Diamondbacks are in Colorado against the Rockies. Merrill Lynch, Kelly, and Kyle Freeland. The Reds have Louis Sessa in Oakland tonight against the A's. And the Cardinals will send Jack Flaherty against Dustin May in L.A. For the late-night game in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I like Houston, Arizona. You know what? I'm going to take the A's at home over the Reds because they're just as bad as they are.
Wow.
And I'm on the Dodgers, and I did bet the Dodgers.
Yeah, Dodgers tonight. I like Diamondbacks as well. Merrill Lynch, Kelly. Freeland started good. He's gotten popped his last couple times out, so I'm not looking to go anywhere near him, that's for sure.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver, hi. I want to do a couple things here with you. Three different things. One, I want to find out from you what the Islanders have to do tonight to beat this team at the racetrack? How do they play like they did the other night when they stunned them in Raleigh after you said that they never play well there? They stunned everybody by playing very well there. And now they bring it home with, you know, that edge, that momentum that they get playing in that racetrack. I mean, there is no doubt that arena is something else. It's lit. It's loud. It's drunk. It's a Friday night. It's crazy. Sorokin and company have to come up big tonight. No excuses, no BS. They got to be flying. Then I want to talk about the second and third rounds tonight with you, about who's left on the big board that you're interested in. And then I also want to ask you about the Mexico Open, because yesterday you hit one of the most phenomenal bets ever with your boy Smothers Brothers. With that just absolutely delicious 110-1 odds, you had him leader after round one down in Puerto Vallarta, and he did it. Now he's fallen back to, I think he's four back now or whatever. It doesn't matter. You hit your bet. So start with the Islanders.
Let's start with them. Yes. Look, I think they do need to do some of the same things that they did in Raleigh the other night. I was surprised because they do never win in that place. It was actually pretty stunning to me that they were able to score a couple of goals and put that effort forward. I'm interested to see what Carolina does tonight. Remember yesterday we talked about the goalie situation. We still don't know who Brindamore is going to start in the cage tonight. So is he going to put Anderson in there cold? Is he going to stay with Ranta, who started the first five games of the series? I'm very interested to see that, and I want to throw pucks at Anderson very early and very often in that game. There's been one key to this series, Sky, that sticks out to me more than any other. The Islanders have to stay out of the penalty box. It sounds cliched, it sounds stupid, but the Islanders have actually probably been the better team 5-on-5 in this entire series. When they take penalties, Carolina scores. It's that simple. The games that they've lost, they've given up multiple power play goals. They need to stay out of the box tonight, and they'll win the game.
How much action do you get wearing that outfit to the new arena as opposed to the old barn? What is the level of interest in your attire compared to the drunk, slovenly crowd that used to go to the barn as opposed to the high-end billion-dollar facility at Belmont?
Well, you got to remember, this will be the first time the jacket goes to the horse track. It has not been there because I have not been there very much. So it has some moments in the old barn. The jacket's like a thing now, you know? It's kind of like a calling card for a big game. It has to come with me if there's a big Islander playoff game and I'm going to be at it. I've gotten some tweets the past 2 days. You're wearing the jacket, wearing the jacket. Like, it's kind of become a thing because, as you know, back when we used to do the podcast on an extremely regular basis, the Islander fan would get very excited about these things when I would talk to them all the time. Now I'm not as in the mix anymore, so everybody's kind of looking forward to maybe seeing that jacket tonight.
Are you going with anyone like B-Comp? Is anyone going with you to the game? What is the plan other than you and your Bud Light?
I've got a couple of guys that I'm going with. Nobody that has made an appearance here. No B-Comp. Even Cousin Sean can't make it tonight. He's usually at every game. He's a season ticket holder. He's in Denver, out in Denver for something, for an obligation. So he's not going to make it. He's
game one, Suns Nuggets.
He actually has tickets for a potential game 7 between the Avalanche and the Kraken on Sunday. I think he's going to try to swing over to the Ball Arena. So
looks like he'll be going to that.
But I have a... let's hope so. As we all bet the Avalanche tonight, let's hope that he's going to be going to that on Sunday. But yes, I got a little bit of a crew that I'm going to be hanging out there with, and the beers will be flowing. I mean, there's just
and the
no
game's
question
at,
about that.
Is the game at 7:10? So you're literally leaving on a train to Russia right after the show, flying out to Belmont Park and going to this hockey game. You'll be there roughly at 7:00.
Well, that depends on if I catch the train or not. That depends on if I catch the first one right after we finish up here. So that's probably going to be a little bit more difficult now with the situations that have occurred here over the final 20 minutes of our program, but we are going to try and find our way onto that first train.
Listen, if there's anything I can do to help, if you want me to carry this puppy, believe me, I can do it. I think I can handle it. Here, now you got some love coming in right there. There's your Islander love coming in right now to save the day. Let me get your opinion of Tony Finau taking the lead in Mexico.
He's playing great. He finished second there last year to Rahm. He's come back this year. Two unbelievable rounds for Tony. He's 13 under. Rahm hasn't played very well, Scotty. He's still sitting. I think I saw him in 19th before. He had a bogey also, which is very rare at this place. But 13 under for Finau. He's looking good. The Smother Man's actually only three back now, as he's at 10 under. And EVR, Eric Van Rooyen, is also in the mix. But watch. You watch Rahm. He'll probably have some 10 under 61 or something tomorrow and put himself back in the mix. I think Finau's going to win, Scotty.
Quite the scene in Puerto Vallarta when they show the beach shots of everybody under their umbrellas partying at the beach. It just looks fantastic. Hopefully no one's being kidnapped or beheaded down at the beach like some other places. Cancun has not been safe, relatively speaking, of late. So hopefully everybody in Puerto Vallarta is all right.
It doesn't matter what happens the rest of this weekend, because after hitting the Smother Man at a buck 10 to 1 for the first round leader, I mean, this weekend's gravy as far as the golf's concerned. I mean, whatever happens, happens. It's already a winning week with the
golf. So, like, free beer tonight at the barn. I mean, just free beer tonight because of all that money you won.
Yeah. Remember, it's at the barn, though, so maybe not as much free beer as probably was originally intended. You know, it's like $20 for a Heineken at that place. So we got.
All right, so let me ask you lastly about the big board tonight. Your boy Michael Mayer, are you surprised he didn't go? And how soon do you think he'll go tonight?
I think he'll be within the first five picks of the second round, I would think. It was a little surprising, but I guess he had that wide receiver run last night. And then the Bills took the kid Kincaid, so there wasn't really any room for him. He'll go early tonight.
All right, good luck with your hockey team tonight. Go get on that train. I'm going to change course now and head out to Vegas and hook up with our boy Sean Merriman. Of course, Sean getting stoked, not only for more NFL draft tonight, but of course, the Lights Out Extreme Fighting 9 on May 6th in Burbank, Cali on Fubo. And the entire scene for that fight already. Where is it, Sean? Good to see you, first of all. It's at the Marriott in Burbank, right? Like next Saturday. Doors open at 3. They'll start fighting at 4 West Coast time. Here you go again, bro, with another big event.
Yeah, man, this one is huge. Like you said, May 6th, Saturday, in Los Angeles, Burbank. If you're in town, get your tickets at lightsoutxf.com. You know, to be honest, man, we got some guys in this card that I'm going to be hoping to stay with us for a couple more fights. I know a few of them was already offered some contract by UFC. So I'm fortunate I get a chance to promote these guys for a couple of fights with Lights Out Extreme Fighting. We got a kid, man, Julian Duckenfield. He's a former football player, man. I think this guy's gonna be a star. And so, yeah, if you can't get there to the fights, check us out on Fubo Sports, Fubo TV. We'll be live starting at 4 p.m. Pacific.
So, Sean, what's that like now as you're running this outfit? You and I have talked about it before. What's it like when you have that conundrum of the UFC coming in and plucking some of your young talent? Are you cool with it, or are you frustrated with it?
Well, they got a whole lot more money, so it's part of the game. But look, man, you know, for me, I look at it like this. You know, I played football at the University of Maryland, and I wanted to play in the NFL one day. That was my goal. And while we're growing and growing our footprint in the sport, I'm really in a great position to promote some of these guys, because we get, you know, I get calls from guys who already have UFC contracts on the table, and they want to, you know, go and take another fight or two or three fights before they go and move on. So for us, that's great. You know, we just, like I said, we moved into the top 10 most watched all time on Fubo Sports, our last fight we had in January, man. So that, I think that says a lot. The people who are watching, the fans They're really telling us that they love what we're doing. So we're just going to kind of keep adding up. And we're looking for like the next up-and-coming superstars, man. That's who we want. We want these next up-and-coming superstars be playing, you know, in NFL and being around big athletes, you know, my whole life. I can identify and look at some of these young men and women, man, who's going to be superstars of the sport one day.
How much are you watching other outfits do their thing to, you know, stay fresh with ideas and see who's excelling and doing well? Like, we were just talking about bare knuckle fighting. We had drop-ins last Saturday during their fights in London. It was violent. I mean, we were going off watching these guys just beat each other to death, and there was blood everywhere. People love this stuff. And then you got, you know, the UFC, you've got Bellator, you've got ONE, you got Lights Out Extreme Fighting. What's it like for you to rendezvous your ideas, watching others that have been successful? Sometimes, you know, you can learn the most from people that are doing it the right way.
Yeah, you know, I've been around this sport, man, for 17 years. When I started training back with Jay Glazer and Randy Couture back in 2006, you know, that's how long I've been around and got a chance to train with some of the best people around, and Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz. You know, I was in there with when Tyrone Woodley was first coming onto the scene in the mid to late 2000s. I was in the gym with all these guys. So I've been around the actual, I've been around the actual sport for quite some time, man. And me, I think that because my platform is really, really football and NFL, you know, I got an opportunity to promote these up and coming fighters to get seen, because let's be honest, that's what they're fighting for. That's why they're putting their lives on the line to make money. You know, grow their brands and extend their career. You know, I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be a former athlete in a former athlete's mentality if I wasn't putting these guys in a great situation to be successful and become the superstars they could be.
Do you think that Deontay Banks is the baddest dude to come out of Maryland since you?
Well, he's up there, man, but you got to think, I played with Vernon Davis, right? I mean, I played with, EJ Henderson, who, you know, a lot of people don't really talk about much, but he was, you know, a Buckus winner and so forth. But I played with some talent, but Banks, man, let me tell you, you know, I'm surprised that people are just talking about him this much now, you know, because I was going to the games. I went to a couple games this past year and the years before. And, man, he's on another level. He really is.
Yeah, and the Giants are going to just absolutely love that dude. All right, next Saturday, May 6th, hopefully I got that right, at the Marriott Burbank in L.A. Doors open at 3, fight start at 4, all on Fubo. And you can get it at lightsoutxf.com. All the skinny. Good luck with the fight, Sean. Always good to see you, brother. Have a great weekend.
You got it, my man. Thanks for having me on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pirella finish time. Haley Van Lith transfers from Louisville to LSU to play with the champion Tigers. And Kim Mulkey, Americans spent more on legal weed in 22 than chocolate and beer combined. Staffer at Disney Hollywood Studios Star Wars gift shop was recording upskirt videos of over 500 women. Needless to say, she's no longer with the company. American Airlines passenger goes to the bathroom on another passenger on a flight out of JFK, had a buzz on and just went right for it and did it. That is just unbelievable. Rapper Designer charged with indecent exposure after playing the flute on a flight. And I'm not talking about playing music. Demonic MS-13 felon dismembers of a Florida Uber Eats driver before stuffing his remains in a trash bag. Vigilante mob burns gang members alive in the streets of Haiti, another place you don't want to go on vacation. Mexico authorities find 8 bodies in a Cancun resort as the drug cartels' violence rages on. Indiana woman found with a knife stuck in her head. Her son did it to her. An Ohio woman jailed for ordering a dog attack that injured a six-year-old girl. What is wrong with people? A passenger went overboard on a Royal Caribbean cruise. A runner died hours after finishing the London Marathon. The guy was in a cab and he had a stroke and died. High-speed train will get people from LA to Vegas in 1.2 hours. Wendy's chili coming to grocery stores. Mafia, the chili. Get me the chili. Singapore executes a man for helping buy 2 pounds of pot. So they executed him. With marijuana legal, tobacco is now the Gen Z taboo of choice. Everyone's smoking. They'll all be dead soon. GTD is next. Go to PharrellOnTheBench.com for all the action tonight. I'll see you tomorrow on In-Game Live All Access at 2 to 5 Eastern. Are we getting drop-ins and more bare knuckle? No. Maybe Joe and I will fight. Have a good night.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.